For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know something is wrong, and it's time to stand up. You are listening to the John Age Show.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
You found it. You're here. You're headlong down the runaway train that is the Anomic Age, and I'm your host, John Age. Happy to be back with you once again in the dark side of the AM. We're sitting at 3 o'clock AM Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us this evening. Thanks for being with us. Please check out AnomicAge.com if you've not already done so. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. I can't tell you how much it means to me to have the donations, to have those patrons out there. So if you'd like to help me at all, please do so. PayPal.me/AnomicAge, Patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. We got a lightning link down there as another little added bonus there for you. We got the iPhone app, the Android app. Subscribe by email. Sign up for the free newsletter. So much more right there at AnomicAge.com. I had a wonderful conversation a few hours back with the great Michael Yon covering the border nightmare. I didn't even call it a crisis. Border nightmare is going on. Oh, man. Please send your prayers to Michael Yon and to the rest of the people out there covering this. Pray for the people that are coming into this nation. They're being preyed upon by the coyotes, by the smugglers, by the traffickers. I mean, it's just sick, man. It's just so sick out there. And, so please send prayers to that man. Follow his work, if you will. Nevertheless, the title of tonight's episode is targeting children. It's just so sick, man. I don't mean to. I don't mean to try to insert any levity into this situation, but it's kind of my coping mechanism. It's what I have to do to sort of stay sane with this whole thing. But I assure you, none of this is funny. It's not even in the least bit humorous, what's going on in this country, what's going on in this world right now. It's really not. I mean, a conversation that I had with Mr. Yon today, stuff we're talking about there, man, it's just so sick, folks. It's just so sick. Tonight's episode being another one of those episodes targeting children. Kind of one of those things you can laugh or you can cry, but I think it's way beyond either of those options at this point in the game, folks. Targeting children. Let's run down some of this stuff. Because it's a clear attack on children. We'll sort of give you the how and then we'll give you the why. So let's get into it a little bit, folks, if we can. We got this one. We'll put this on screen for you. This is from Zero Hedge, the great Tyler Durden. Terrified of a Bud Light situation, Target pulls Pride Month products in certain stores amid boycotts. I mean, as you probably realized, And I'll just sort of take you through this before I give you my 2 cents on it. Good night, nurse. Yeah. Now, that actually is hilarious. I highly recommend that video. Let me see if I can scroll on down to it there. Got a sneezing fit coming on now, of course. There we go. Alex Stein, Primetime 99. Trying to add his own levity to this nightmare, throwing you some images of him trying on some of this stuff. I think you've probably seen a majority of this right about now, but just so many great people going out there covering what Target's doing from, and I'm not even going to give it his clown's name, from this satanic artist slash designer with his work being featured in Target. I would recommend Owen Schroyer from InfoWars. He did a little 8-minute segment where he and a cameraman went into Target there in Austin and just chronicled what was in the stores. I know it's not cool. I guess people don't plug other people's work on their own show, but I will. I'll plug anyone's work because at the end of the day, it's not about who's getting credit for this mess. It's not about likes. It's not about retweets. It's not about how many viewers you get. It's not any of that, folks. It's about getting the message out there, and it's about trying to turn the ship around. Because they, the proverbial they, the global satanic death cult, they are targeting the children. Pun intended, at Targets all across this country. And we're not even at Pride Month yet. It's so nauseating that they would even have, anyone would even have a Pride Month or celebrate or anything else. It's just nauseating and hysterical. It shows the hysteria in this nation that this is even a thing. But this ain't even June, and this is what they got going on. Again, I will plug the 8-minute Owen Schroyer piece where he goes through with a cameraman and just covers everything in the store. I mean, this is wall-to-wall Pride Month. You would think this was some sort of gay store. And my problem is never with what people are going to do in their own home behind closed doors. I don't really care. It's up with you and the Lord. It ain't my problem, folks. My problem is the targeting, pun intended, of the children. And the open Satanism now. I mean, the artist designer, the artwork is as clear as the nose on your face. His intentions are as clear as the nose on your face. He tells you he is praising Satan with his artwork. But there's more. Put this one up here for you. And this is from humanevents.com. Posobiec: every Christian player on the LA Dodgers must boycott the Drag Nun Award Night. I won't read the whole thing for you. This is from the 24th of this month. I'll give you the highlights. Call for every Christian player on the Los Angeles Dodgers team to boycott the Drag Nun Award Night, which is set to feature the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The group is known for making sexual subversive displays of Catholic nuns and a crucified Jesus, among other things. Posobiec points out that the drag nuns are set to be honored during Pride Month in June, which he pointed out was one of the 7 deadly sins. And if you really want to check this mess out, I guess I could read you a little bit more of this mess. Here we go. Posobiec said they have a trans Jesus that performs bondage ceremonies on stage, and some of the names of the drag characters are Sister Taint a virgin, Sister Risque of the Sistine Chapel. Sister Edith My Flesh, the group slogan, is apparently, go forth and sin some more. And I'm not going to play the video. If you want to look at this for yourself, you can see the video, which is some sort of, I guess, trans Jesus crucified on a cross with some other trans. A creature doing some sort of gyration and mess all over the cross. So there's that. Yeah. And all the big corporations are getting into this now. So you've got, I think I covered this on the last information breakdown segment. You got Ford Bronco, the Ford coming out there. They got two trucks covered in mud. And then in the end, oh boy, the mud comes off and it's a trans rainbow LGBT elemento not so silent P color Bronco. Yeah. Yep, there's that. Do we have a little bit of time for more? Let me see. I guess we do. I'm trying to maintain a certain degree of decorum here, and it's very difficult. Let's show this video. Again, I'll just post it, and then we'll talk about it. Here we go. Hold on to your biscuits here, folks.
Hi, it's me, Patagonia, a real-life homosexual, and today I'm here with the North Face.
We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us.
Wow, this is nice. We like to call this little tour the Summer of Pride. This tour has everything. Hiking, community, art, lesbians making art. Last year, we gay sashayed across the nation and celebrated Pride across the nation with hundreds of you across the nation.
This year, we're back again with two new stops.
Atlanta, GA. Why? Because you're there. In Salt Lake City, we're coming for you.
Patty, can we go?
Of course. This year, all these fabulous speakers will be coming from inside this TV to a nature near you. So come outside and celebrate the beautiful LGHGTV community. That's pretty gay.
All right. Well, there's that. So you can cross North Face off of your support/shopping list, I guess. And I often mention the great Gerald Celente because he discusses this often, where he discusses this notion that, you know, all the mom and pop stores are gone and they've been replaced by global conglomerates. So it's kind of like elections. It's an illusion of choice. So you can go to box store number one or box store number 25. It's a box store nonetheless, and it's not really owned by a mom and pop. It's not really owned by a family anymore in the sense that they were family businesses, some 60 years ago, perhaps. So since there is no semblance of the family in the ownership of these corporations, there's no family conscience. There's no family order. There's no mother, there's no father, there's no children, there's just the money. And that's really what this whole LGBT Pride Month crap is all about as it relates to and pertains to these corporations just falling all over themselves for the money. They think they're going to virtue signal their way out of the red, I suppose, and into the good graces of the woke, tranny, LGBT, whatever, homosexual community. So they somehow think they're going to get, I guess, the next big market share And statistically, of course, we know that that's a very small percentage of the population. But sort of through that chicken or the egg here, what's going to come out of this is a greater number of people at least claiming that. And it's because of the full-scale pincer attack that we've been under now for several years, where this agenda has been pushed, television, radio, commercials, streaming platforms, movies, shows, news, celebrities, sports. It's pretty much been all covered, hence the pincer attack that we've been under. And they want to focus on the entirety of the population, make no mistake about it. But, as is indicated by the title of this information breakdown segment, targeting children, the children are the primary target of this attack. Everyone else could really just be construed as collateral damage. So if you're in your 20s, 30s, or beyond, they don't really care. Sure, it's great that you turn tranny or start copulating with the same sex. That's great. That's just sort of another feather in the cap. But the real final frontier, the real impetus of this pincer attack is the children. And as it always is, it's kind of a multifaceted attack. If it was just one angle, that'd be easy to stop. But it's multiple. So it's a multiple attack in that they are targeting your children because they are the most innocent. And the Bible calls upon adults, specifically the mother and the father, but I mean, you could say adults as in the family. If you want to go one step beyond and get all global citizen on us, it is incumbent upon us as adults to shelter children from evil, to maintain their innocence as children. So whether or not you're an African and see this happening to a Chinese child, or if you're a South American native of the Amazon, maybe you're what in the world could you be? Yanomamo. You're a Yanomamo and you see this happening to someone of Mexican origin. The point is here, folks, we are called upon by our Creator to protect the innocents, protect the children, protect them above all else. Paraphrasing here, it'd be better that you tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the sea than to lead one of my children astray. And I think the language there is very important because it's not so much just abusing, it's not so much just harming, it's to lead them astray, it's to lead them in contradiction of Christ. And if you want to just look at it through some sort of secular lens, it's important, even as a secular deist, an animist, if you will, that you protect the children. Why is that so? Well, it's important because they are the next generation. Whether or not you want to accept that angle or not, that's the facts. If you're an adult now, your children should outlive you. Your children are the next generation. If you want to look into the biological sense and all that Darwinian fluff, it's called reproductive fitness. You've had a child. Your offspring have made you reproductively fit. You have a progeny to carry on your genetic code. So the lifespan of that child and that child having offspring, that means that that genetic code of that individual will carry on into another generation. We can get all Malthusian principle if you want to, but I'm not going all there this evening. That's not the point of this. The point is, that's one of the reasons that they're targeting the children. They're targeting the children with this garbage so they can make them sterile via being trans and cutting stuff off and stapling stuff on, or just being a homosexual and not having children unless you procure them from those evil heterosexuals. So that's one angle of this. Another angle of this is the sheer satanic sacrifice of this. Take a gander at the designer artist for the Target apparel that's pushing this mess, and he'll give you what he's saying very clearly in his support of Satan. And that's another angle of this, because Satan seeks to reap the innocents as well. That's where you go into this adrenochrome and all this sort of sacrificial mess that's been going on for centuries. But children are the highest order, the highest prize, because of their innocence. That's why they are sacrificed. That's what sacrificing virgins is all about. And sacrificing the innocence of children and virgins in continents all over this globe for these different deities. Moloch being out of the Bible, but Satan just being at large. The Druids, the Aztecs, the Greeks, the Romans, it's all the same sort of mess, folks. It's that same sickness. It's pervasive. It permeates all cultures. So there's that angle of this. That is another angle as to why they are targeting the children. It is the evil. It is the satanic. They're targeting the children in the womb with these abortion laws. 3, 4, 6, 9 month post-abortion. I mean, it's all on the table now. And then when they have murdered the child, then they can harvest their organs. You've seen the clips of these six satanic doctors playing with the dead babies. You've seen all the clips from Project Veritas, and the name escapes me from the first people that did this, revealing these Planned Parenthood selling the body parts and reaping the money, the monetary reward for these murdered children. So if they can't murder the child in the womb, they're going to murder the child in childhood, convincing them that they are some sort of trans creature, convincing them to cut things off, staple things on, and deform their bodies. If you've never seen these images of these people that have had their forearms and pits of their leg removed so that they can have some sort of prosthetic penis that's probably going to rot off and never function. The same holds true with these people that have had a vagina created, that they have to put anticoagulant agents in and wash off. I mean, all this sick, sick mess just to stave off gangrene, because you're not supposed to have an open orifice in your body if you're a male. And this is real, folks. I'm not going to show you these images, and I know this is graphic conversation, but I want you to understand the sickness that this is. They are targeting the children with a full-scale pincer attack on all fronts. And you'll hear a lot of people making excuses. Oh, well, yeah. And they'll still have the Ford. They'll still get the Patagonia. They'll still go to Target. They'll still support the litany of brands pushing the pride tranny mess all over the place in the next few months. So we've seen a pullback from Target, although not enough. We've seen a pullback from Bud Light. I guess it's not enough. I mean, all these major brands have shot themselves in the foot, proverbially. But they don't care. It transcends, pun intended, the monetary value now. They don't really care that they're bankrupting the companies. They don't really care that they're destroying portfolios of shareholders. They don't care about this at all, because it is a Cloward and Piven strategy. In order to take over the old system, you've got to destroy it, relegate it, and inculcate it with the new system. So that's really what this is about. So that's another angle of this as well. But the final frontier is the destruction of the children, the destruction of the next generation, the destruction of the would-be growing population. It's just another replacement, folks. It's a replacement migration at the southern border. It's a replacement of the current population with the next generation that is so mentally fouled up from all this mess. It doesn't even bear resemblance to the parent generation. So it really is a pincer attack on all fronts. Full-scale attack. All avenues of media, all the institutions, of course, most notably the schools, K-12 indoctrination, college, university, weaponization. There is no, ironically enough, safe space that you can hide under a rock and get out of this. World Council of Churches, we know the rundown with the Catholic Church. Again, there is no escape from this. So we as a people, I don't want to play the conservative, Republican, Democrat game because that's a lot of hooey. We as a people of conscience, a Christian community, a people that still understands the consequences of leading children astray, we as a people have got to stand up and resist this. I've often heard it says, well, this isn't my hill to die on. This isn't my hill. Well, what is, folks? I may very well put forth to you that the children might be that hill. Because if you let the children go down the drain, you've essentially let the entire society, the future of the culture, go down the drain. Those that would hypothetically care for you go down the drain. Your own progeny, your own reproductive fitness go down the drain. So this might just be the hill to die on. And I'm speaking figuratively, of course. I'm not talking about any violence. I'm not talking about anyone actually dying here. I am talking about people standing up, risking their careers, risking that nice house, the boat, the three-car garage, whatever else it is. That's the death that I'm talking about here. I'm not talking about a literal death of human beings here. What I am calling for is that we actually put some skin in the game and resist this tyranny. Vote with your dollars, most assuredly. Let these scumbags know that you don't support this garbage. Resist peacefully, lawfully, within the realm of civil disobedience from Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and oh yes, Jesus. Civilly resist this garbage. This is the hill, folks. So much of this other mess doesn't mean anything if the children are dead or compromised, cut all up, mutilated, and sterilized. It's the same old game. It's the same old eugenics game. They've just rebranded it. They've rebranded it, folks. They're not rolling anyone in a gas chamber yet. They don't have the eugenics boards alive and running anymore. But make no mistake about it, it is eugenics. However you'd like to rebrand it or reframe it, the song remains the same. You can't do everything, but you can do something. Get out there, do your part, make a difference. I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomic Age.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to AnomicAge.com. That's AnomicAge.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. We'll be right back.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.